Amen. How wonderful it is to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, Brother Randy kind of got me off left field with that this morning, asking me if I preach. And Sister Carolyn did that yesterday on the radio. She said, "Well, would you come up to Kentucky to preach?" I said, "Yeah." "Would you go to Ohio?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely." I go where I'm called, where the Lord leads. Amen.
Right,
yeah. That's what I'm called to do. When He called me to preach, I said, "Lord, I'll go."
Yeah.
And that means if He means to fly me across the world, that's where I need to be. Amen. Because the Lord might need me there. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going.
That's right.
But I love this little church. Looking to be here with Brother Melvin again. I was so happy to see that him and his wife are doing good enough to be at today. They were scheduled to be at a revival at my dad's over in Tennessee that he was talking about earlier. But unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to make it because of health. But hopefully in the spring, we can reschedule him for that.
Yes, sir.
But before I get started, I want to just testify just a little bit about what the Lord has done for me this past week. You know, sometimes us as preachers, us as singers, whatever job we have in the Lord, whatever we have to do, whatever God's called us to do, if He's called you to do something, you want to do the very best that you can do.
Yes,
you want to
be
the very best
preacher,
teacher, singer, whatever it is, prayer warrior.
Yeah.
I mean, there ain't no small jobs in the church.
That's right.
Everybody is a member of one another. We're a part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And if all were the hearing, where were the seeing?
Yeah.
And then if all were the seeing, where were the smelling? Amen.
Yeah.
We all have an important job to do for the Lord, even if it's just a win some lost soul to the Lord. Amen. You've got friends and family that you can win to the Lord that I can't win. Amen. They'll listen to you more than they would listen to me. But I tell you, this week as I was pondering on the Lord, you know, us, we have jobs to do in the church. And sometimes we want to do the best we can, but sometimes we feel like we just don't measure up. Amen. And this week was one of those old poor pity me weeks. Amen. You know, I love what Brother Melvin was talking about earlier, about being in the old past. Sometimes I think about the old days, the way things used to be. And I've got a preacher friend and my pastor, he's only up in his 70s. And he talks about how back in the day you used to be able to see people just swarm the altar. And you'd hear revivals, people getting saved. And you'd hear people being standing room only, people from outside looking in from the windows in revival meetings. Amen. And we just feel sometimes so down and out that we just don't measure up. And this week I went through a bit of that, went through a little dry spell of that. And I told my wife, I was talking to my wife there, I said, you know, sometimes I compare myself to other people and I hear these old stories about how they used to go back in the old woods and they used to go back, amen, to the old woodshed, or they'd go back to an old stump in a holler somewhere and they'd call out to the Lord. And I begin to think about myself. I begin to think, you know, well, we live in the city. Amen. There ain't no stump outside for me to go pray to the Lord. And I don't have no mountain hillside I can go off and talk to the Lord. Started getting down on myself a little bit and feeling a little bit miserable. Amen. And she began to talk to me and tell me, well, you don't need that. You don't need, we've got a porch swing you can go out to and do all this. And amen. I began to think about that and begin to read the Word. And I'll open up the Scripture here in a minute to, amen, and show you what God has revealed to me and show you what God has given to me to help me this week. But I was out just the other day, amen, maybe the day before yesterday. I was all by myself. I believe my wife was off doing a job at school. Amen. And I was out on the porch swing, and I've been a craving and a hunger and a thirst and a desire for the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And I began to take my Bible out to the old porch swing. Amen. It's not one that's connected to the ceiling. It's one that has some legs that you sit on the porch. Amen. But I sit out there and right in front of my backyard. Amen. There's two huge big old maple trees, and you can see the colors, amen, starting to change because the seasons are changing, amen. We've got this cornucopia down here that represents harvest time, represents the abundance that God has blessed us with this time of year. But I sat out there and I watched the leaves start changing, amen, and began to watch the breeze. And the other day, you remember it was so windy outside, amen, I looked on my phone to see what the wind speed was, and it said it was about 15 miles an hour. And I begin to look at the wind and just get quiet and read my Bible a little bit and try to listen to what the Lord would have to say.
Mm.
And I'm telling you what, you know, the Bible talks about a mighty rushing wind in the book of Acts. Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord came by.
Yes.
And I was sitting there on my porch swing. Amen. I began to ponder, begin to listen, begin to open up myself to the Lord. And all of a sudden that wind just come on by, and I watched the trees and the leaves just rustle, and that sound that the leaves make when they rustle, And I looked from one side of the neighbor's yard all the way plumb to the other side of the neighbor's yard. And I watched the wind just beat and bang those trees back and forth. And I began to feel, amen, the Spirit of the Lord. And I began to think within myself, that's God's power. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. God is able to shake the trees. He's able, amen, to shake the very foundation. The Bible says that the voice of God is like thunder. Amen. It shakes the earth. Amen. I began to think of that. I began to read the Bible. I began to think of what God's done for me, as the song says. And I want to show you where the Lord has taken me this week. I didn't expect to preach. I didn't know I was going to preach. So I usually have my regular Bible. Everybody got a regular Bible in here?
Yeah.
I've got a regular Bible. Amen. It's King James Version. All my Bibles are King James Version. Amen. That's the right kind in Canada, as Brother Melvin said. But I've got a regular old Thompson chain, amen, King James Bible. And I carry it with me whenever I'm going to preach or usually when I go to church. But when we're on these big trips, I get me a smaller little compact. When they say, amen, they say, you got your sword with me? I'll hold it up and say, I got my dagger with me this time. But I got my little old Bible here, but amen, thank God the Word of God is the Word of God.
Amen.
All I need is the Spirit of the Lord. Don't need no special Bible. Amen. I've got the author with me right here.
Yeah.
Amen. But turn with me, if you would, to Psalm chapter 3. Brother Mel was talking about the old days, and you know, I remember some of the old days, they'd have preaching, and they'd have a preaching again, just like we're doing today. They'd have meetings where they'd stay all day and they'd celebrate and they'd fellowship company. You know, people don't want us to hang around each other no more.
Yeah.
Amen. All they want to do is go home and watch the TV program.
That's right.
Amen. But this is the body of Christ. We're coming together.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't need to be impatient when it comes to the body of Christ and the work of the Lord. Psalm chapter 3, I want to read you something that may change your life tonight. I hope it does. Every time I open the Word,
wonderful.
Amen, it changes my life. Psalm chapter 3. Let's see if any of you have been where David is, right here. The Bible says in verse 1, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Say, Lord. Listen to this. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head.
Yes, amen.
I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Say all. I laid me down and slept. I wait for the Lord to sustain me.
Thank the Lord.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. I began to read that, and as I read that this week, my mind went back to a song that sung. I teach guitar at a facility that teaches homeschool kids and kids of the community about the, redeeming the arts for the glory of God. And there's a song that we put on an end of the year program every year, a spring concert to, amen, celebrate the gifts and the talents that God has nourished in the kids that we teach. And last year's spring concert, amen, there was a song, amen, that was taken directly from the Word of God. It was the glory of the lifter of my head, amen, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. It was almost word for word how it said here. And it was sung by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. If you can find that, you need to look that up. Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Amen. And I forget the name of it, but if you'll type in some of these words here in this song, these first few verses, it'll come up. And I'm telling you, all those voices, that choir will amaze you. You'll feel the presence of the Lord. And I begin to think, you know, it's just like heaven's going to be.
Yeah.
We hear all these choirs here on this earth, and it stirs our heart. But can you imagine the mass of people, amen, in the choir of heaven. When we get there and we hear those voices singing together. But amen, I want you to listen to this. Psalmist David here. The reason I've been going back to the Psalms lately, because in my spirit I feel that stirring, amen, within my heart to where I want to just call on the Lord and I don't have the words to say. I don't know what to say to the Lord. Sometimes you get speechless. Over in Romans chapter 8 it says, amen. The Spirit of the Lord speaketh with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen.
Yes, amen.
He intercedes for us. I'm glad for that. But I read the Psalms and I was starting over at verse chapter 1 and I stopped at chapter 3 here. because of it expressed exactly how I felt. Amen. I don't have, that I know of, many enemies here on this earth. I know as a nation we have other countries that are our enemies and things like that, but I can't really honestly look at some person and point them out as my enemy. But I know one that is called the adversary.
Amen.
In the Bible. His name is Satan. Amen.
Yeah.
The dragon, that old serpent, the devil, is my adversary. He is my enemy. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, before he tells us to put on the whole armor of God, he gives us the reason why. He says we wrestle not against principalities and against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers of rulers of darkness, amen, and wickedness in high places. We've got spiritual forces, amen, that I don't know about you, but every day that I live, amen, there's like a cloud of oppression, amen, that just drops on me as a Christian, amen, because the devil is raging, amen. He knows his time is short.
Yes, amen.
He's out to destroy, to kill, to steal and destroy each and every one that he can.
Yes.
Amen.
I begin to think of this. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Lord, the devil is troubling me. His minions are troubling me.
Yeah.
And then the cares of this world are troubling me. And they say to me, there is no help for him. He'll not make it. Have you ever been there? I know I have.
Yes.
Begin to read that this week and begin to feel the Spirit of the Lord, the power of the Lord in these verses. But notice what David says. He says, but thou, O Lord. I love it when you see in the Bible there's all kinds of turmoil, there's all kinds of things that are going wrong that all of a sudden you see, but.
Amen.
But God. Or nevertheless.
Yeah.
Amen. It's like the tide has turned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. He says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me.
Yeah. Man.
The glory, my glory, the lifter up of mine head. Amen. Over in Psalms, let's see if I can find it here. Psalms 18, verse 2, it says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation. My high tower.
Yes.
I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm glad that I've got God in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. No other God on this earth, no other God that's around will satisfy.
Yes.
Amen. No other God, amen, that the world can worship. We hear of all these religions, of Hinduism, of Buddhism, amen, of Muslims and all these other things. No other God can suffice.
Amen.
There was one God. Amen. Three of these are as one. Amen. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It was the Son of God that came down and shed His blood for me. Amen. And gave His life for me on Calvary. Amen. And the last I checked, amen, He's not that old tomb anymore. Amen. There's nothing there that remains. Amen. But the stone was rolled away.
Amen.
And He is sitting now at the right hand of God making intercession for me and you.
Thank you.
Last I checked, Buddha didn't do that.
Right.
Amen. Last I checked, Muhammad didn't do that.
Right.
Amen. Jesus Christ is the only way. Amen.
Amen.
There is none under heaven, none of the name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Except the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And even at that name, Satan and all his angels will bow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Will bow.
Yeah.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
God, David knew who God was. He had a relationship with Him. He said, Lord, they're come against me. And they're rising up against me. And they say there's no help for him. But God, I know that You're a shield for me. You'll protect me from these enemies, amen, that are coming against me. And the whole armor of God includes a shield of faith. Amen. To withstand the fiery darts of the wicked, amen.
Amen.
You're a shield for me. You're my glory. And You're a lifter up of my head. How many times that brother was talking about when he was in Walmart? Amen. The brother was walking with his head down, amen, because he had so much weight from all the pins and needles that was in his head. And that big chain around his neck. What are you talking about? You know, in the Bible, chains represent burdens and yokes.
That's right.
And somebody that walks around like that all the time is burdened. Yes. Amen. They're yoked up to this old world.
Right.
Amen. And they're looking down all the time.
Listen,
amen. All about you, but sometimes I get to where I get down.
Yes.
And I find myself and my spirit just walking like this. Amen. Wondering, Lord, where's my help? Lord, when am I going to hear from you? When am I going to be delivered? Amen. And wonder where God is. Amen. But amen, sometimes we have to realize, hey, that God is the shield. Amen. That protects us from the world. Amen. He's the glory of us. Amen. When God arrives on the scene, He can lift the chains off and He can lift your head up toward heaven. Amen. To gaze upon His glory.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Oh, if we could just see God.
That's the key.
Amen. Like the Bible sees Him. You read all the old prophets, Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Daniel. They talk about God, His throne. How there was a bowl, amen, stretched across His throne. How it rode upon cherubim. Amen. And just how glorious it was. Amen. Like the stones was like sapphire and all these different stones. Amen. And what God was really like. If we could realize that God, the same God, amen, that arrived on the scene in the flesh and was able to command the winds and the waves to be still, was able to command diseases to depart from people, amen, and demons to be cast out of men and women, is the same God that we serve today.
Right,
amen.
Man.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Right,
he hasn't changed.
Right.
But as Brother Melvin said, it's us that's changed. We have gone far from the old path.
Right.
Amen. What did it say?
Yep.
We'll find rest for our souls.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We'll find rest for our souls.
Mm.
If we get back to where God wants us to be with Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Get back to where we can silence the world around us. Everything is a distraction. Everything takes our attention off God.
Yeah.
And when you take your attention off God, you're vulnerable.
Right. Yeah.
You're vulnerable. You make yourself open to the nature of the flesh and to the devil and his minions. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill.
Amen.
Rest assured, if you cry unto the Lord, amen, with a broken and a contrite spirit, He will hear you from heaven. His holy hill.
Amen.
That represents the mountain, Mount Zion, and the mountain that God was always with them in the Old Testament. Mount Sinai, where the commandments was given. Amen. And there was thundering and lightnings. That represents God's power and His majesty. That's where He'll hear you from, because He is above everything that we go through.
Amen.
He is above, amen, everything in this world. He can see down into your situation. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 that we have, Hebrews 4, that we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. That means Jesus done been there. He feels our pain. He went through it first. He's taken that old path first, the path of the cross. Then He told us to take up our cross and follow Him in that same path.
Amen.
That's where we're supposed to be today. Amen. I'm going to ask if everybody stands. This is a rare opportunity for you this morning. You've heard two messages, and you're about to hear two altar calls. That hardly ever happens. It's always usually one altar call.
Yeah.
God has given you another chance. Think about that. You have another opportunity.
Yes, God. Thank you.
How wonderful God is this morning.
Amen.
You're still here breathing. And if you're able to stand on your feet, God has given you, blessed you with another opportunity.
Amen.
As you please. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Has God been your shield? Have you left your shield by the wayside somewhere? Amen. You need to go back. Find your first love. Pick it back up. There's a message I preached one time. Amen. When Jesus was going to raise Lazarus, there were some words that jumped out to me, and I never forgot them. Jesus asked Mary and Martha, said, "Where have you laid him?" You know where you've laid him down today.
Yeah.
If you've laid the Lord down, you know where you've laid him, and you can go back and pick him up.
Amen.
Amen. He's here with outstretched arms. We serve a king this morning. We're a child of the king.
Amen.
Amen. In the book of Esther, I was reading just a few minutes ago, it came to my mind. Amen. You couldn't approach the king unless he held out the golden scepter.
Right.
Unless his hand was extended and stretched. My friend, today the veil has been broken. We have access to God the Father, amen, through Jesus Christ. And He has forever extended His hand out, amen, asking you to come to the King, amen.
Yes. Thank you.
And be redeemed.
Amen.
If there's a need this morning, there's a reason, amen. God has sent two messages and two altar calls. And it may be for you.
Yes.
I ask you to search your heart as you play softball. I'm going to turn it back over, Brother Randy.